Let's turn our attention to Good Friday, when an art exhibition will be opening in London. Last summer, here on Sunday Breakfast, we shared an invitation for artists to enter that competition, open to people of all faiths, to those with no belief in a god or gods, and to everyone in between. Hundreds of entries flooded in for the biennial Chaya Art Awards, and the judges have shortlisted the finalists. The exhibition opens in London at the end of the week. Katrina Moss from Lymington is the founder of the awards and joins us this morning. Hello again, Katrina.
Well, hello, Katie.
How great to have you back on the programme. It was last summer when you were saying, send in your entries. So what's been happening in between?
Well, I think when we spoke, we had about 200 entries in and we ended up with 770. So that was fantastic.
Amazing.
And they came from artists all over the country, all different levels of experience of artists as well.
Remind us what the Chaya Arts Awards is all about. What inspired you to launch it and what's the aim, the ethos?
Well, I think what we really want to do is to provide a creative and an inspiring arena where artists and the public can explore and contemplate the subject of faith and spirituality, you know, which is so important to many people. But, you know, the magic of it, the mystery of it, the awe and the wonder, and to come at it from many different aspects in an inspiring and thought-provoking way.
And what was it that inspired you to start this in the first place?
Well, it was quite strange that my mother had been really ill with cancer, and the morning that she died, I woke up with this idea to start a National Art Awards. And then I spent about 18 months sort of exploring, was there anybody else doing anything like this? Was it something that was a good idea, or whether it was it a god idea? And just talking to different artists and curators, and I decided that it was something worth doing, and let's put it out there and see what interest we have back.
And what do response or feedback have you had from artists who want to use their faith as an inspiration, or their interest in faith, or their maybe their lack of faith, or their questions about that as the inspiration for their art? Would their art normally be anywhere else? Would mainstream galleries or exhibitions have a place for that?
Well, the feedback we've had from artists is that normally galleries aren't that interested in anything to do with faith and spirituality. And, you know, people wrote to us saying it was so wonderful to have a place where they could express their faith, they could express their spirituality or their confusion or their lack of it, where people would take it seriously and it would be open to a wide audience, you know, not just a small gallery in a local village, but, you know, attract thousands of people to actually be able to see their work.
It's interesting when you think about and I know next to nothing about fine art and the classics and what have you, but when you think about those paintings and those huge masterpieces from hundreds of years ago, many of them are scenes retelling a story from the Bible, for instance, aren't they? Or retelling a story of God or gods, for instance. It's interesting.
It is, because it seems to have fallen out of favour. And yet, as you say, you know, the great artists' stories in the Bible and stories about creation, you know, were the mainstream of where they got their ideas from. And they were the things the public wanted to see. But it seems that, you know, that's been pushed to the side over recent times. And so we're wanting to just provide an arena where that can come back to the forefront.
Awe and wonder is your theme this time around, which is a fantastic theme. I hope that lots of people have taken it. I'm sure lots of people have taken it in lots of different directions. What's the significance of holding the event around Easter?
Well, I think Easter's such a key time, and there's a fantastic quote. I was looking this morning at the book that we have that goes with the exhibition, and there's a quote right at the beginning, and it says, "Art reminds us about the things that really matter. It lifts our eyes to eternity and shows us the importance of the here and now." And I think, you know, that's part of what Easter does. You know, it reminds us that there is something beyond ourselves, that there is a purpose in life that is as important and greater than what we go with in the here and now. And I think having it at Easter just brings that focus back to the awards. And so it's a real privilege to be able to do it at Easter.
And how's the get-in been going? I mean, are you just as used to wearing your high vis vest and your hard hat as you are to having, you know, having your more artistic hat on?
Well, I have got a high vis jacket, and we have a team of 12, which includes 7 installers that put the 120 different pieces of artwork in under 3 days. So it's really full on. And some of the exhibits are quite complicated. You know, there's a textile forest that you can walk through. Besides the paintings and the drawings, there's lots of sculptures from a delicate alabaster life-size fetus to a full-size cow. So there'll be things that will really surprise people, and I think people will find it fascinating.
And it's been a leap of faith this time around for you, hasn't it? Because the venue, and you must tell us where people can come along to see the exhibition, the venue is bigger this time around, or you've taken up more of it than you have done before?
Well, before we've done it in the Oxo Gallery, but there's limitations with that because we can usually only display 40 to 50 pieces, and we can't really take huge pieces because of the restriction of the gallery. So this time we're taking the Oxo Gallery and the Barge House, which is a huge, massive warehouse on 5 floors opposite the gallery. So we've been able to take more pieces and bigger pieces, which I think people will really enjoy.
How many visitors are you expecting, or, you know, where can people find out more about visiting? When's a good time to come along and see it?
Well, we're open for 10 days from Good Friday, every day 11 till 6. They can go on the website, which is Chaya, C-H-A-I-Y-A, chayaartawards.co.uk. And I think what I'd like people to think about when they're coming up to the exhibition is whatever is going on in your life, whether things are good and you're ticking along, or whether things are difficult and confusing, I think there will be some pieces there that will really engage you and maybe allow you to come at your circumstances from a different perspective, or bring hope, or just, you know, art like music, it bypasses our thinking brain, and it sort of gets to us emotionally at a very deep level. And I think you'll come away being encouraged or inspired in a fresh way.
Wonderful. Katrina, you mentioned there the website. Can you pay when you arrive, or is it best to organise tickets in advance?
It's free admission, so you just turn up, and it's right on London South Bank, between I think it's Waterloo and Blackfriars Bridge, and it's the Oxo and the Barge House Gallery.
Katrina, I wish you all the very best of luck. Do come back and tell us how it all went, won't you?
I certainly will, because last time we had nearly 3,000 visitors, so do come along, and I think you'll really enjoy it.
Wonderful. Great to have you with us, and a very happy Easter, although I know it's going to be a busy weekend for you.
And to you too, Katie. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us. Katrina Moss from Lymington is the founder of the Chaya Art Awards, an artist herself, joining us here on BBC Radio Solent.
On the BBC Sounds.